You're listening to North Island Faceoff, your window to hockey life in the Comox Valley. Get to know the characters, the players, and the stories that shape the game on the North Island. And now, your host, Kent Shoemaker.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
Thank you for doing this. Yeah. We're kind of shifting gears again. One of the most popular podcasts we've done at North Island Faceoff. It's one of two. One is a representative from Cara. He's a referee too, Stu. Second one was our buddy Darcy when we talked ball hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Even before the podcast, he had introduced me and educated me on how big ball hockey was on the mainland where he came from and how big it is here.
Yeah.
That's why we're talking. You're here now full time.
Yeah, almost 2 years, been on the island here. Courtney, Comox, year and a year there.
Ball hockey's huge for you. This is a big part of your life.
Yeah, aside from family, it's number two for me. So it's since I was seven, I've been playing ball hockey.
And this isn't, again, Darcy and I went through this too, not just ball hockey. We're talking about high caliber, high level of ball
hockey. As high
as
we can play, I'll be there, yeah. Yeah, we've traveled the country several times, down to the States. And last year, I went over to Prague, which was awesome. And then this summer, we're down to Buffalo again for Canada again with Worlds.
And what brings you to Courtney?
Family. My wife grew up in Comox. She moved to the mainland 11 years ago. We've been together ever since. And then we had our son was born, and we just kind of decided we're looking for something a little different than the mainland, and the island was the place to be for us. So
living situation first, and then ball hockey kind of came in after it. Did you know Darcy before you came over here?
We played against each other for years and years in play on. Like, we always had friendly little scrums and battles, but I've always known him. And then we met firsthand in a tournament in Abbotsford, Hockey Fest, and we started chatting, and we realized we both lived in Courtney. So we both just hit it off from there, because I actually thought I was retiring from ball hockey when I moved here. There's not going to be any over there, I thought, but it's a lot bigger and very talented guys over here.
So. Yeah, boy, were you wrong, and it stretches the whole island, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
We were fortunate enough, we have a great general manager here who met with Darcy and Brian and jumped on board to be a part of this. And actually, he was with us at Play On. We put a team in Play On too, down in the Nanaimo. Yeah, we didn't do that well. But a bunch of us played ice hockey. And again, another conversation Darcy and I had, two totally different sports.
Yeah.
Same interests, easily. You could play both. But when you're playing against competitive ball hockey players, different rules, man. Different game.
Yep.
Apples and oranges.
Yeah, absolutely. You know?
So Play On, we didn't do that well, but Robin stepped up and sponsored you guys. Jets, you guys went undefeated, I believe.
Yeah, there's been the Floor Hockey League, we went undefeated. We won that one, which was nice. We all knew each other, and we finally decided to form a team, and we're moving forward with that, and it's looking really good.
When you say you're moving forward, this team is not only going to be CBHL, this is going to be highly competitive. You guys are going to other tournaments.
Right.
Plus, you're going to do your national team stuff?
We're hoping to, yeah. We're not sure which division we are. We're likely going to be a B division. There's not a lot of teams in the Comox League, so I don't think they'll sanction us an A league.
Okay.
But yeah, there's definitely provincials, and then you can go to nationals as well.
We were talking off air. We both had international experience. You had more than I. I just had my first international experience with the Cara World Cup, and you were saying it's a similar thing. Guys want to have a great time, you know, and you get to meet all the other guys from the countries too.
Yeah. So
what was the biggest tournament you ever played in?
That was probably it. I've done like nationals maybe like 15 years in a row now. I've done the nationals all the way across the country. But last year over to Prague was the biggest and best I've ever done.
Unreal.
I will say this, the one we just came back from in Pemberton, was it rivaled the fan base and whatnot. It was just wild. Everyone was so happy to see us and very inviting. We walked in and they weren't happy to see us. Let's just say that, right? Because we have the same team name as their local team.
Okay.
But by the end of the tournament, they were taking photos with us and we won them over. So
it's the best part of those tournaments.
Oh, it's the best, yeah.
So we're talking about the Unity Cup that you guys just came back from.
Yeah, that's right.
And you won. You played a Canadians team that had somebody else who was on a national team.
Their goalie, Adam Butler, he made men's Canada a couple times now. Unreal. I've been playing against Adam for 15 years teenagers. Yeah. And we've never been on a team. It's always just been a battle between us.
So, right.
But he's a wonderful guy and really good hockey player.
This is North Island Faceoff.
How old were you when you first picked up a stick? Do you remember your first memories of being? in love with hockey?
Yo, I was born in Ontario, but I didn't play hockey, funny enough, until I moved to British Columbia. So I moved here when I was, I think, 6.
Okay.
Yeah, right before grade 1. And then the pond froze behind my house in Langley. And I went to like Value Village. I bought some $5 skates and a plastic stick, and away we went. I hadn't put the stick down since. So
why all the experience you've had? Why ball hockey over ice hockey?
I play ice hockey as well. Ice hockey doesn't go all year typically. And I don't know, like right now I play both, but I just have much more passion for ball hockey. I started ball hockey before ice hockey. And don't get me wrong, I love a good ice hockey game. Guys are just as good in ice hockey.
Yeah.
But I've just always, it's been ingrained in me. When I couldn't play ice hockey, I was just a stick. I'd shoot in the driveway. I'd shoot anywhere I could. Yeah. I literally strap my hockey stick to my bike and ride it. And okay, let's pull a ball out of the backpack and just away we go, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can play ball hockey with just a stick, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah. So true.
Yeah.
So true. He just describes so many people across the country, man, especially in the cold spots too.
Totally. But
what is it about the sport that you enjoy most? The camaraderie? The game itself?
It's a little of both. I mean, having a great group of guys, like our team that we just started, the North Island Jets, unreal group of guys. Everyone just loves to be there. And we have just as much fun off the floor as we do on the floor. So, I mean, winning is great. But if you don't have the right guys with you, what's the point, right? I had a good 10-year run with the Vancouver Falcons on the mainland. Also great guys. They helped me along with my ball hockey career, if you want to say. But just having the great group of guys there is huge. Like, why would we do it if they weren't there, right?
So what do you do for a job? What do you do for work?
I was an arborist, utility arborist for 20 years. And now that I'm here in Comox, I work for BC Hydro now. So
you work around other teams. What has the sport of hockey taught you about life, work life?
Oh, that's a good question.
People have said to me in this business, why do you talk about hockey so much? Why do you love it so much? I'm like, well, took me personally 28 years to get into management. And in that role, I realized it was never about me.
Mm-hmm.
It was about having a team around you and making sure that they knew everything they did was important. And that, I got that from hockey.
Yeah.
What the coach was saying, it was never about him.
No.
And then the better players figure it out, the same thing. It's never about them. It's about the whole team collectively, right?
Yeah, you won't go super far if it's a me kind of game. You have to have a good group of guys around you. From the guy who's playing top minutes, first line, to your guy that's opening the gate if he gets hurt. We had Brian Howes. He got injured in our last tournament, and he was one of the biggest guys, and he was just opening the gate for us. So it's a big team thing, right?
It translates to life, right? It
absolutely, really yeah.
Best team you played with?
Like skill-wise?
Skill-wise, yeah.
It would probably be my world's Team Canada team. There was all the way across the country, literally Vancouver Island to Newfoundland, New Brunswick. We had guys all the way across and very good skill level. My next one is I'm interested to see how good that one's going to be. There's some big names coming to this tournament. So,
I asked Darcy this question because we got talking about Alex Burrows.
Yeah.
From the Canucks.
Yeah.
Were there any pro ball hockey players that you looked up to especially when you started?
He was probably at the top. I see when I first started playing ball hockey, I remember going to my first nationals. I can't remember where it was. I think it might have been Calgary. And I watched Burrows play, and it was ridiculous watching this guy play ball hockey. I seen him this one time. He like chipped a ball around a guy crossing the blue line, and then he jumped onto the boards around the guy. So he jumped like 3 or 4 feet in the air, jumped on the boards, up and over the guy, and he went in and scored. That's the kind of stuff you can do in ball hockey. You can't do that in ice hockey, right?
No, you can't. Car World Cup, we had all the countries. We went to the Canucks San Jose game.
Nice.
So we were sitting with Swedes and Finns and everything else. And I was shocked how many times Burrell's name came up, because he's in the Ring of Honor now in the Canucks. But how many people didn't realize from other countries he was a ball hockey player too?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, man, he's a Hall of Fame ball hockey player. I'd heard stories that he had to get special insurance. The Canucks wouldn't give him insurance to play in the offseason, right? Yeah. Probably pull stunts like the one you just said too, right?
It was crazy. I couldn't believe it. It just burned in my brain. It was like almost 20 years ago, because I used to go to NARCH tournaments and whatnot, the North American Roller Hockey Championships, and that was world tournaments as well. But then it just kind of like Langley, where I grew up, there was 4 rinks going at any given time, and now it's hard to find it.
Mm-hmm. The tournament you're talking about that you went last year, how often is that tournament?
The world tournament?
Yeah.
Because of COVID, it's 2 years in a row for our age group, but typically a world tournament is every 2 years. So after this August, we'll be doing worlds again. We won't do it again for 2 years. And you have to qualify in a national tournament to make Team Canada kind of thing.
Oh,
there's a
to?
Bunch down in the States. Like now that we've really got a good group here, like we're talking a lot about traveling for these tournaments if we can. There's one down that was awesome. It was Worlds actually in Bermuda, which was so cool. Like the rink overlooked the ocean.
Wow.
They built it for the tournament, right? Overlooks the ocean. There's another one. I can't remember where it was, but there's just a few international ones down there. There's the Ochetti Cup that we're thinking of entering next year in LA. Darcy and the Bachmeyers and Brian went last year. I believe they lost in overtime of the finals, and I think we're going to try to run with our North Island Jets this time. So,
this is North Island Faceoff.
At the start of this, you mentioned the Vancouver Falcons. I'm assuming that's the team you played for over on the mainland?
Yeah, I played Centurions since I was like 19 till I was like 28, and then Falcons from 28 until now, about 10 years.
What's Centurions? That was another team?
That was just another team. We started okay. in like B, worked our way up to A. We rivaled the Falcons in my 20s.
Yeah,
we took them down like once over the 10 years. The Falcons were a powerhouse. And then my team essentially had like six guys showing up to a big rink games where you need 20. And we decided, a couple of us decided just to go Falcons and around for 10 years with the Falcons. So,
wow.
Yeah, we had a lot of success there.
What was your biggest competition with the Falcons? Was there any over here on the island?
Yeah, the Victoria team, the Carney Dillon runs the Victoria Devils. We rivaled them year after year after year for provincials, and we had them for year after year after year. And then the last two, the Devils won. So the Victoria Devils had a bye to the Nationals.
Let me ask you this. So Falcons to the Jets against Victoria now.
Yeah.
Who stands a better chance, your old Falcons or the new Jets?
The Jets versus the Devils and then the Falcons.
Yeah.
I want to say that on air.
Oh, I thought you were going with the Jets. No, okay.
I don't want to say that on air. I got so many buddies in both teams. Let's just say our team now is very talented. So, but we only have 10 guys. We need to.
You're recording. Say Jets. Just say Jets.
Okay.
I got to use it for an ID.
Jets, baby.
Jets are coming. Yes. They're new, but they're coming.
You're talking about your Falcons years. They sound like they were some pretty good years. What were your best moments with the
Falcons? Just traveling internationally. We had some very good competition in the lower mainland here. The Bruins, the Giants, for years and years, we battled with them. When we came over to the island, Victoria was always tough to play against. But traveling across the country every year after year, like our biggest accomplishment with the Falcons, we got a silver medal. New Brunswick, it must have been 5 years ago. We had 11 guys. So we had like four guys in a room. Everyone was just kind of like playing for each other and we just battled it out. 11 yeah. guys, we got a silver medal. And that's my highest accomplishment in ball hockey.
So as we're talking about you, yeah, we're talking about your accomplishments and medals and everything else.
Yeah.
There are some other guys on the team. You must have had some big competitive guys on that team too then.
Yeah, well, going to Worlds last year, there was five Falcons, and I was the last pick actually out of the Falcons. So Smitter Kala, probably wouldn't want me to say this, he's the go-to ball hockey. Everybody knows Smitter Kala.
Yeah.
Super great guy. Awesome hockey player. He was unreal. I watched him for years and years and years, and then I got to play with him in National and Worlds. Just amazing human being and ball hockey player.
Yeah.
Chris Soroviak, he came from, I believe it was Alberta, another Team Canada guy. Danny Vero, amazing shot, super, super good guy. Marcel Lafortune, awesome hockey player. And then they're all kind of my age and older. Then there's Dylan Churchwell. He's probably late 20s now. He came with us to Pemberton, another Team Canada guy.
Mm-hmm.
His brother Jesse, he's not around anymore. He's in Hawaii, but awesome hockey player. So there's some amazing hockey players on that team.
Who's the dirtiest player out of all them?
Brandon Knobs is the dirtiest player.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. What's what's the dirtiest play you've seen in ball hockey?
Oh, I've seen some nasty ones. A lot of two hands kind of stuff where blood is drawn. There were some individuals, I'm not going to name names, that would, they'd take it personally. They'd run you into the wall. Like the rest would come in. Back in the Arena X days, it was a small 4-on-4 rink in New West. It got pretty chippy. Yeah. It doesn't take much. You just run it around with a stick and somebody doesn't like what's going on, they're gonna handle it the wrong way.
Right away, I'm thinking of lacrosse, field lacrosse. Yeah,
essentially,
right?
It's lacrosse with a hockey stick, so it hurts. Obviously, it's way worse if you smash somebody with a hockey stick.
Yeah, they got some serious padding over there, and they wear the masks too. But so I bet you there's some great trash talking that goes back and forth between you guys.
Some guys
I
that are pretty
that
good
stuff.
At that.
But every time I do these podcasts, I try to take people down that road, and no one ever wants to go there.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'd be afraid to say that stuff.
Yeah.
I think we'd get sent. We'd get canceled.
Yeah, well, half of it's heat of the moment too. You don't remember what has been said to you or what you've said to people. Yeah.
I've had a ref say that to me. My idea was to have a podcast like this where a bunch of us hockey players are on, like maybe two or three, and then two referees that actually play the game too.
Yeah.
because now they're from two different worlds. And I play with one who every time he's ready with a zinger.
Yeah.
So when he's reffing, he said he gets that from the reffing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Guys are always, coaches are beaking off.
For no reason.
Kids are beaking off.
I ref for years. I just stopped just getting the gears from parents and coaches, and you're like a teenager, so
yeah.
You don't want to hear it anymore. But
for some reason, I want to say thank you for representing us, but thank you for letting us come on board. It's something that Robin Ram and I have talked about. I know Darcy was part of the conversation too. Being a part of the community is something he's big on.
Yeah.
And I'm the same way. I always tell people that we bring a board if they're from Ontario or any province. Come to this beautiful valley. Find something you truly enjoy, man.
Yeah.
Fit in and you'll probably never leave. Make those people in the community the stars. You can do that. And for me, it's always been hockey in every community, from Yellowknife, Alberta, 17 years in several markets to here. Hockey's always been a part of my life. And
well, we're hoping we can keep pushing it in the right direction and just get more and more northern teams in the island here playing. And
yeah
there's the sky's the limit. There's a lot of good hockey players up here. So
I haven't looked at the sched yet. I don't know if Play On is coming back here.
It's got to come back. It was so successful last year.
Yeah. Oh, such a blast.
Yeah. And then there's the Cumberland Cup. It's coming up again. The street hockey tournaments are awesome. I just love them.
Welcome to the Valley. And I'm glad we got to meet. I'm sure we'll be able to chat again. Mm-hmm. And yeah, go Jets, man. Thank you for doing this, Sean. Thank you so much.
Just a heads up, we do have the Cash Island tournament coming down in Victoria too. So the Jets will be putting in a team for that one too. So that's June 16th to 18th. It's very cool. We're going to put our team in. There's teams that come from all over Western Canada. It's going to be awesome.
Sean Fair from the North Island Jet FM Jets and plenty of international competition too. Sean, sounds like you're a busy guy. I appreciate your time.
Thanks so much.
The North Island Face-Off Podcast, covering hockey life in the Comox Valley. If you'd like to share your stories or have questions, email nifaceoff@vistaradio.ca.